Wednesday the best.
Blog Talk Radio.
177-0. My last one was a Master Quest. My next one will be a Swatter. 176, Israeli Soldier, Special Forces. It's on YouTube. I beat the fuck out of him. 16 landed punches, 16 landed headshots, 11 recorded. And when the video stopped, I landed 5 more punches on his face. You know, when we were on the ground. So, since he started cheating, everything counts. And, yeah, that guy did not land a single punch on me. And it was hilarious. You know, it's like he was getting his ass kicked and he got so mad. And I continued beating his ass. It's like, and yet, you delusional haters, you schizophrenic fucking retards continue to talk shit. You know what I'm saying? The guy was 185 pounds. He was in shape. Military, Israeli special, the Israeli army, they're vicious motherfuckers, man. They teach Navy SEALs how to fight, man. I beat this guy like he was a regular person, but he was not a regular person. Israeli army, man. And he did MMA. I mean, fuck the MMA. The Israeli army guys, they're much stronger than MMA fighters. You know, I'm just saying, combine that with MMA, you know what I'm saying? The dude was a real fighter. It's just he fought me. That's why he looked like that. That's why I made him look, you know, like a clown, because I'm the greatest boxer ever. And he was a tough opponent, but he just, like, I got jumped, like, 2 days before that. That's why I was so angry. I took my fucking, you know, all that anger, I took it out on him, and I performed, you know, on a world-class level. And my next fight is going to look like that. It's going to look even better than that. It's gonna be quicker than that. My next fight, you know, all you haters, man, it's like all that shit you talk, I'm telling you. I'm fighting in January, I'm telling you. The last fight I won, let's see, I won on Monday, 3 days ago. 3 days ago, I performed a master class, okay? And I had a conversation with a real fan, real-life fan, and he said, these haters are mentally ill. There's just nothing you can do about it. They want to, you know, and then the mainstream, they're mentally ill. Mainstream boxing, they're mentally ill. These people, you know, they're fake. It's all show business. You know what I'm saying? All these clowns. You know, some loser, I don't know how he found out my number, but I'm going to have to change my number. Some clown messages me and starts saying that he's a real licensed pro and that he would this and that. And I'm like, dude, come on down. You know where I'm at, bitch. And then he's like, oh, you're a waste of my time. I'm like, why are you hitting me up, challenging me then? You fucking delusional clown, hater, troll, whoever the fuck he is. If he really is a licensed fighter, what is a licensed actor? Hey, Deontay Wilder boxed that obese man, that sick obese man that does not belong in a ring, named Dustin Nichols. Everybody, YouTube right now. Deontay Wilder versus Dustin Nichols. That is embarrassing to even fight a guy like that. You can knock a guy out like that cold. It's still embarrassing that you share the same ring with a guy like that. What does that say about you, that you fight for fighting that kind of competition? Motherfucker, glass jaw Wilder. I hit this motherfucker in the jaw. This son of a bitch flew out of camera sight, man. And these fucking pussies are still talking shit, saying that, oh, he knocked you down. Oh, you left the ring. Oh, but I TKO'd him, though. I could do whatever the fuck I want. He's TKO'd. You know what I'm saying? Wilder, he was unresponsive for like 3-4 seconds. His arms lifted up in the air. His legs, his one leg lifted up for sure. And I mean, what happened? He got knocked the fuck out, man. On his feet. You don't have to get knocked out cold and hit the ground necessarily. You know what I'm saying? Knocked out that U.S. Marine. Knocked out that guy in the ring earlier this year to start the year. January is actually, I mean, man, January is probably the best month of the year. I don't know. I mean, it's been, every month was great, but I'm saying January especially. But, yeah, so January 2017, you delusional haters, man. stay tuned. You're not going to be happy. You're going to be very disappointed what you're about to witness. Another victory from Charlie Zelenov, another Zelenov victory, but this victory, it's I'm telling you, mark my words, remember this radio, the next win, it's just going to be brutal. I'm going to shoot for a knockout. But even when I score knockouts, you son of a bitch, I still hate. It's just like you clowns talk shit and talk shit and talk shit and talk shit. And I beat a guy in Ukraine that killed people in war. The guy was special ops, Ukrainian soldier. He was a cruiserweight. He killed multiple people at the war. And we had a bare-knuckle street fight at the gym in Ukraine. And I beat him. I beat the fuck out of him. It's on video. You fucking retards, man. I said, yeah, back of the head shots don't count. When you're wearing gloves, they don't count. But when you're not wearing gloves, anything goes. You fucking retards, get it right. You fucking degenerates, man. How many more fucking times do I have to expose these fucking clowns? Oh, by the way, I met a new girl. Yeah. You know, taking it one day at a time, talking to her. She's actually hitting me up. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to take my time, you know what I mean? She's out of state, but, you know, I'm going to take my time. I'm going to talk to her for, like, a few months, you know. Maybe, like, a month, you know, and see if she's the one or you know. Right, I just met her, you know, in the beginning everything's always great. I'm saying everything goes good, you know, then yeah. I'm not giving her name out, not giving her any. Look, man, you all seen my ex-wife, man, and you sick haters still hate it, man. Well, I promise you, I fucking promise you, clowns. Well, alright, 176, it was, you know, Rush and Crush, just like 177 was Master Boxer Performance, Charlie Zelenov. That guy quit, man, alright? I said, let's keep going. He said, no. You know what I mean? That motherfucker, that Israeli soldier, threw a kick at me. Yeah, so what if I said, you good? He still threw a kick at me, and I didn't, bam, bam. You know, I punched him back. You know what I mean? I hit him, boom, boom, and I just continued fucking him up till the end. You know what I mean? That's it. So I told the Mexican boxer, I'm like, let's keep going. See, you saw my right hand? Didn't that remind you of a similar stance when I knocked out that U.S. Marine that hit the shelf and then the ground? Yes, I would have laid him out cold, I would have dropped him for sure. I would have scored a knockdown at least. Yeah, a knockout. He would have quit on the ground then. But the thing is, you know, if I hit him, then you sick fucks would have been saying, sucker, you know what, I don't care anymore what you delusional haters say. I win every fight. You people continue to hate. It's just, you know, I've done said it that, you know, okay, Wilder, Dustin Nichols. What the fuck is that? I mean, seriously. Did you see the fight where I beat that Muay Thai champion? Yeah, you see the competition I beat? It looks good because when I beat their ass, because I face top-level fucking pros. You delusional fucking cunts don't seem to comprehend what a pro is. You think a pro is somebody who's a license? Anybody can get a fucking license. Even a fat obese fucking, he's not even a boxer, a sick fat man, like 400 pounds. He's obese. He's like, he's not healthy to be in the ring. But Alabama somehow, quote-unquote, sanctioned him to be in the ring against Deontay Wilder. And he even dropped Wilder. That's how glass chin, that's how, dude, I'm telling you, when I hit Wilder in the jaw, it was like a marshmallow, man. His chin's so fucking soft. It's like, man, that dude's a bitch, man. Yeah, he got long reach and all of that, but, you know, once you get inside, he's no longer a threat. That's it. I'm saying, Dustin Nichols, he got a license. He's a licensed fighter. Yeah, he's a licensed, look, I'm right now, quote unquote, licensed fighter, Dustin Nichols, huh? Literally, he's like a fucking Stacy Goodson level fighter, like Delray Rain, Stacy Goodson, Andrew Harley type bump from Arkansas. That's the level that Deontay Wilder was boxing. Well, of course he got fucked up against me in the ring, because look who he was facing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was 31-0 with 31 knockouts. Okay, but anybody would have that record if they fought bums like Dustin Nichols, motherfucker. You got in the ring with Charlie Zonoff, and Charlie Zonoff showed you what a real fucking pro is. See, I ain't got no fucking license, but I'm 177-0, the greatest of all time. What license? Paid professional actor license? License to make money in your money scam? No thanks. Everybody needs money. Yeah, I know. How do you think I supported my wife? I got a new girlfriend. I'm going to support her, too. If she's the one. If me and her meet up, you know, right now, things are looking good. We'll see what happens, man. I don't want to hype shit up, and, you know, I think it'll be good, but we'll see. Everybody needs money. But the thing is, BoxRec, okay, they say, like, this argument. They say, oh, but the Underground, there's no money in it. Yeah, but I won 72 fucking fights in 1 year, most of them being boxing matches. There were some street fights, and street fights and boxing matches count in the UBF, as it is a boxing and street fighting organization, more a boxing organization, but it is both, as it counts both. Yeah, MMA, kickboxing, no, that would not count on my UBF record. That's two different sports. And street fighting, it counts, street fighting and boxing. Because a lot of motherfuckers wanted to test the champ on the street, so that's why street fights count. And trust me, everybody who's tried on the street, they've lost. Oleg Khud, Michael Barsky, Chuck Liddell. See, he backed out. Chuck Liddell, man, I swear to God, if I ever see that punk, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get whoever the fuck is, like, walking. Like, I'm just going to quickly... No, I'm not going to sneak shot him. No, hell no. I don't do that. What, Mayweather? Heat in the moment. I'm not going back into that. I beat Mayweather's ass. If I see Chuck Liddell again, listen up, haters. He's going to get knocked out this time. Because I could have knocked him out. You know what I'm saying? If I knew that you son of a bitches were going to hate on me, despite me being 177-0, oh, I would have knocked him the fuck out. I will do whatever it takes to make you people feel miserable. Because that's what you try to do to me. I will do whatever it takes. I will win as many fights as I need to. If I have to, I will prolong my career and box till I'm 50 years old. I plan to retire at 40. Well, if I have to, I'll box till I'm 50. And I will perform at the same level that I'm performing at now. You heard it here first. I don't know if I'm going to do that, but I'm saying if I have to, I will. And I still will remain undefeated. Because that speed and that power, the speed may diminish a little bit, but that power will never diminish. Superhuman, superhuman strength that I'm throwing. So as I was saying about this whole license shit, anybody can get a license, a fake BoxRec license. Anybody can get that. It does not make you a boxer. It does not make you a pro. Anybody can get that license, and they'll feed you a bunch of bums, and you know, it does not make you a pro. Yeah, it's like these sick clowns are retarded, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, yeah, 177-0 in the Underground. When are you going to go pro, man? I'm the best pro, you know? It's like all these licensed guys. Remember that EFC motherfucker? Yeah, he was telling me how he's licensed and how he fights on TV, and next thing you know, I'm punching him in the fucking head. And it's on video, man. It's on YouTube. Licensed, huh? Jules Zavala, man. Jules Zavala is a licensed TV fighter, man. What happened to Jules Zavala, man? Remember how he was punching Aaron? How I was punching him? How I was hitting him in the stomach over and over and over again? Just fucking toyed with that motherfucker, man. And then I told him after the fight, I'm like, you got outboxed, dude. I'm like, outboxed is silly. He didn't do shit. He just sat there and started, like, lifting weights, man, after that. He didn't do shit. When the timer called time, Zavala walked away. And then, when the video went off, I said, do you want to continue? He said, I'm like, you want to go round two? So, fine, that was a, you know, quick round one right there. I outboxed you. You want to go round two? He said, no. He said, no, only my style, meaning MMA. He said, boxing? No. There you go. You fucking delusional scumbag haters. Joe Zavala, he realized that I'm way too fast for him. There's nothing. He couldn't even hit me, man. He was swinging for the fences. He was swinging at me from the very beginning. Swing, miss, swing, miss, swing, miss. And I was connect. I was too fast for him. And I mean, like, you retards, like, realize that Jill Zavala is a televised fighter. You know, this guy would definitely knock out Deontay Wilder. This guy, you know, yeah, but he, I put him Class A fighter, yeah, I guess, but the better fighters I beat, Muay Thai champion, Sambo Russian, they're better than Jill. I think Southpaw Phil was a tougher opponent than him. Even though he was smaller, a lot smaller than him. It was 170, 175, something like that. Yeah, like 175. Yeah, but he was fast. He was agile. He was hard to hit. Yeah, so I'm saying, these guys like Southpaw Phil, motherfucker didn't have no fucking license, man. Yeah, but at least look who I'm beating, man. But like Southpaw Phil, that dude was like way better than this Quentin Mayweather. That dude would kill Mayweather. He had the power of a heavyweight, you know what I mean? He hit hard as a motherfucker. He was fast as fuck. And I beat this guy's ass. That's real fighting. You put on gloves and you box. That's real boxing. I box at a world-class level. It does not matter where I do it, whether it's in Las Vegas, in a fucking cage, whether it's in Ukraine, in a ring, whether it's in Inglewood in the hood, like my last win, whether it's in, it doesn't matter. Where we box, the location, the ring, out the ring, the bare knuckle. I bare knuckled in a restaurant, and that was one of my greatest wins of all time. It does not matter. You see, you haters are mentally ill. You're used to watching shows. You think that, oh, where's the crowd? Where's the, you know, all that bullshit, right? Fucking, you're used to seeing all that crap. Those are fucking shows. It's the show business, okay? Kanye West is mentally ill. You know what I'm saying? The Sacramento motherfuckers are laughing at him. Snoop Dogg was laughing at him. Snoop Dogg was saying, what the fuck is this motherfucker on, man? What the fuck? No, for real, I'm not a fan of Snoop Dogg or anything, but like, I gotta say that Snoop, you know, he really laid down the truth on that delusional Kanye West guy. That mentally sick motherfucker, he said, like, what the fuck, like, he should have got some weird. He's like, that Sacramento motherfuckers ain't feeling that shit. He's like, it was kind of funny. It was true, but it was funny the way he was dissing him. He's like, that motherfucker crazy than the shit I got on my head. Snoop Dogg said that he should have got some weird ass motherfuckers like him and said all that weird shit. Yeah, man. Fucking Kim Kardashian, man. The girl, I just met a hot ass girl. You know. I told her about my wife. I said, yeah, my wife, my ex-wife, I said, she was just crazy. She would get drunk and, you know, do all, I'm like, I asked the new girlfriend, you know, well, the new girl I'm talking to, you know, I asked her, I'm like, do you drink? And she's like, no. She's like, no, man, she's clean. So, no, trust me, and any girl, well, assuming, yeah, I mean, she says she wants to be my girl. She says she wants to get to know me and stuff. But, yeah, she's hitting me up. She's being very friendly. Things are looking good as of now. I only know her for 2 days, but, you know. I mean, that's how it starts, you know what I mean? Me and Daria, everything started. It was quiet in the first few days, first few weeks. You know, but then hell broke loose, you know what I mean? But it's not going to be like that with this girl. I hope not, but. No, she's definitely not going to be another Daria, that's for sure. Like, any girl you're going to, you get serious with, eventually you're going to have a minor argument with her, you know, maybe. But it's nothing that you need to, like, say, like, oh, this is it, I got to leave, you know. Like, look, my freedom felt threatened. And, I mean, what can a hot, skinny 20-year-old girl do to a, an undefeated boxing world champion who knocks out heavyweights? Well, nothing, but when I'm asleep, she can get a bottle and crack me on the head or a hammer. You know, she's crazy. You know what I mean? You don't want to live with people like that. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I left her. And I told this to the new girl because she asked me, she's like, why did you leave? You know, what happened with the wife, you know? And she was married too. She divorced too. So, I mean, she could relate. You know what I mean? She said she had a weird-ass husband and she dumped him. And I had a weird-ass wife and I dumped her. And I'm like, well, I'm like, hey, you know, I told her, I'm like, look, fuck the past. I'm like, my wife, your husband, whatever, you know? Sorry, my ex-wife, your ex-husband, that's the past, baby. Like, we met, now we're talking. She co-signed, she's like, I agree. She's like, yeah, it's the past. Yeah, it's all, I'm like, it's all about me and you now. That's it. That's another loss for you haters, man. I met a new girl, man. I've told you, I've been meeting new chicks. I've been getting numbers. I'm just, you know, but with this one, it's looking to be more exclusive, you know what I mean? She says she wants a serious relationship and start a family and all that. So, yeah, man, I just need to score this victory in January and then I'm going to go see her. I just need to start ignoring these retards. After 178, I just know that it's gonna be a great win. It's gonna be such a great win that these degenerates here's what they're gonna say. If I knock the guy out, cause I'm really pissed off. You know what I mean? I'm gonna come out guns blazing like I did against the Israeli soldier. 178. Here's what they're gonna say. Mark my words. These delusional fucking nutcases on the internet. They're gonna say, oh, you know, if it's a knockout or if it's a brutal TKO, which it will be, like always, they're gonna say, oh, it's gonna be a slaughter. But they're gonna say, oh, assault. Like when I knocked out the U.S. Marine, they're gonna say assault. They're just gonna say I assaulted the guy. You know what I mean? You know, you people belong in the loony bin for life, man. You understand? You haters need help, but, you know, no help will help you. If for about a decade you've been stalking the greatest boxer of all time, denying his credentials despite his credentials being on YouTube, despite his credentials, his fights, his videos, his wins, everything proof. Okay, maybe not all 177, fine. Maybe like out of 177 wins, how many are on YouTube? Like 140 are on video. 130, 140 fights are on video at least. Over 100, for sure. You know what I'm saying? And that's more than enough proof that I'm the greatest of all time. I got over 100 wins on YouTube. I mean, it's just, I'm number one, man. You know, when I was in Ukraine, you know, people were coming up to me, you know, asking me to take pictures. You saw the video, man. The day I beat down that wrestler, man. Charlie Zonoff, the greatest. Next one, stay tuned, you delusional haters, man. Yeah, you're going to call it an assault? No, it's not going to. It's going to be a knockout or a TKO, man.